You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello, Callum.
St. Kevin's Arcade. Nice to meet all of you, Hobby Goblets? Is that our thing?
Hobby Goblets today. I think that's the collective
name.
Good
morning.
So for anyone who's not familiar with Hobby Goblins as a concept, this is born of madness. And the idea is, these guys wanted to upskill themselves, better themselves in life, and learn some new crafts. But being, you know, sports team by name, sports team by nature, very competitive people, it had to sort of level up into relationship competition. So how have you found the experience of competitively crafting with each other every week, Annabelle?
I think it's been a really positive experience. I think it's forced us to not take things too seriously. Because otherwise there'd be tears, you know?
Yeah, this week in particular, I had huge doubts about the success of Annabelle's project, but I kept them to myself because I wanted to win.
Until right now.
I did not know until this morning that Annabelle was going to pull it out of her ass and actually prepare a piñata.
Out of my cloaca, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's on theme.
Okay, so we've been asking the BFM listeners to send in a hobby for the goblins to learn. This week it was piñatas, a nice craft. Everyone did it at primary school, I feel, at some point. And a vibe. Every week there has to be a vibe as well. And the vibe this week was breakfast. It feels appropriate. We're here doing breakfast live in the arcade. And I think, first of all, we need to introduce... Let's start with this Fruit Loops box that you've got here, Callum. What are we working with?
Well, you said it, Rachel. I did a lot of research into piñatas, and I'm pretty sure that this is a world first. This is a Fruit Loops-shaped piñata.
Wow.
But it is
not
a Fruit Loops
box-shaped
piñata. Yeah, I only wrote Kellogg's on it once, but it's got their mascot several times. I had to draw him repeatedly.
Callum went to art school, I hope everyone can tell. Give Callum a little clap for that beautiful drawing.
Shout out to my student loan and my skills. But yeah, it's a Fruit Loops box shaped piñata, and it's filled with Fruit Loops.
Oh, of course, that's the natural thing to fill. Beautiful to fill it with. And Annabelle, what are we working with in your area? Describe this for us.
I think something that's really important to take into account with the theme of breakfast is also a healthy and balanced breakfast to prepare you for your day.
Okay.
And this is a boiled egg. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious. Perhaps even a Haast boiled egg.
A Haast, but famously, I do love a Haast egg. Are you trying to get in on the scores there?
Maybe. Yeah, this one laid
Can you
fresh
describe,
this morning.
Describe it for the listeners at home. What are we looking at here?
Yeah, so I went for more of a classic piñata approach. This is kind of a memory of the piñatas of my childhood. Started off with a balloon, as you do. Layers, precious time put into... layers and layers of newspaper and other paper.
A classic papier-mâché.
Yeah, classic papier-mâché moment. And then a realistic egg finish on this one. And you'll even notice there's...
Oh, that's the Haast Eagle.
That's the Haast Eagle just soaring above us now, looking for its egg. And you'll notice there's also a feather on there.
Beautiful. Where the hell is the feather? Oh,
there it is.
This duct tape, masking tape situation.
Yeah.
Questionably a feather. We'll see how that goes. What's inside yours?
That's a surprise.
Okay, we're going to have to smash it to find out. So I think a crucial part of the functionality of a piñata is the ability to break it. Can I have a volunteer up here? Who wants to break a piñata this morning? Hands up. All right, we got a hand down here. Come through. Straight off the motorbike, straight into the arcade. Let's go. Morena, what's your name?
Julian.
Julian, grab yourself this... tennis racket. Also, I think it's important to tell the listeners at home, Annabelle and Callum brought in a fishing rod and we're hanging the pinata from the fishing rod. There's beautiful glass lights in the arcade. Let's not hit those, Julian. That's really crucial here. Further down, Annabelle.
So we're going sans blindfold for this pinata swing for safety?
Okay.
Okay, you can have one swing.
Everyone in the front row just flinch, you know? That's what we're going to do. Yeah.
Go for it. Three, two, one.
Oh! Whoa! Oh, it's a Kinder surprise. That was beautiful. Is there
I think this should have just one more whack.
Okay, but further down from these beautiful artisan lights.
Who wants to have a whack?
Let's do one more, Julian. I reckon you had a good swing on that, Julian. There. Let's go.
Three, two, one.
Oh, missed.
All right, one more. Do that again, Annabelle.
You got this. Let's go. Wait!
Corey, did you get that shot?
Wow, Lucia really got the full force of the Kinder Surprise there. That is amazing.
Good work.
Were these pre-unwrapped Kinder Surprises in this?
No, that was just from the force of... I thought to myself, an early version of this, I thought, I'll fill it with boiled eggs. And I thought, no, I won't do that.
I'll actually fill it with wrapped chocolate eggs.
And instead they've become unwrapped and it's really scattered.
I've
so sorry, bestie, we will clean that one up.
A massive mess for myself.
Well, that was beautiful. I think we should score this while Callum ties his pinata to the fishing line. Do you want to walk us through the scoring system, Stella?
So there's four categories. Look. One is pride, which you score yourself. We've got skill, creativity, and Goblin Factor, all scored by Schoolmaster Rachel.
I think it's going to be a collective scoring today. What are you giving yourself on pride, first of all, out of five, Annabelle?
I'm going with a solid four.
Strong. What do we reckon? Proud. Everybody, we happy with her giving herself a four on pride there? Yeah. What's the next category?
Skill.
Okay, out of five, what do we reckon for skill, everybody? Just shout a number. What do we reckon out of five?
We got, okay.
I heard a few fives and heard a few twos. If you're a five, give me a holler. If you're a two, give me a holler. Be honest. I'm going to cut the difference and call it a three. Yeah, Amelia's giving me a three. Three for that. Let's go with creativity. How are we feeling? We've got a classic paper mache egg out of five. What do we reckon? We've got five and someone's holding up 10. I love that vibe.
I think I heard quite a few
five for creativity. Five for creativity. We're giving you a five today. And for the most important and the hardest to define, Goblin Factor. This one's totally vibes based. How do we feel out of five?
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of tens out there, Rachel.
We've got some tens, so we're going to give you a six. There we go. Just for the change of the vibe today.
What the fuck, Rachel?
It's not after nine yet. I know it is. That's fine. Carry on.
I'm mad.
Okay, let's get into smashing this Fruit Loops box. Who wants to be our pinata smasher? Got a hand, very confident hand down the back here. Come on up. Let's give him a cheer, everybody.
Now, don't be intimidated by the full Gym Nothing band all wearing sunglasses in the front row.
Yeah, Gym Nothing's looking really cool this morning, I have to say. Okay, what's your name?
Hope you guys like Fruit Loops.
Nick, are you ready to smash some Fruit Loops with a tennis racket? Let's go for a mid-height, because I'm so scared about these beautiful lights.
Yeah, I'm moving away.
All right, can we get a countdown for Nick?
Three, two, one!
Way! Okay, we need a second whack. Woo! 3, 2, 1! Oh, Callum.
Man.
This is on maker error, I feel here. Crucially, this pinata is not smashing. Okay,
3, 2, 1!
Oh, you know what? We're gonna resort to jumping on it, maybe, Kellen? What do we feel about... Okay, one more whack. 3, 2, 1! Jump on it, jump on it.
Smash it,
kill it! Kill it! Yeah!
Thank you so much, Nick. I hope that felt good for you and your soul as well. You got some big feelings out there.
Oh boy.
What a hot mess. I'm so sorry, Tane. Thank you so much.
Oh jeez, there's just Fruit Loops dust everywhere. I'm so sorry, Bestie Cafe. We're gonna clean this up.
It does smell nice. It smells nice and Fruit Loopy. Okay, let's go straight into scoring here. Crucially, that didn't work very well. I think factor that into your scoring here, everybody. Pride factor, what are you giving yourself, Callum?
I'm getting a zero. Honestly, Rich, I'm very proud. I think that was the best pinata. And also, it's his innovation in pinata technology. I'm going to go for a 6.
You can have a 4. We'll give you a 4 today. What are we going to work with on skill level? Out of 5, give me a vibe. 1, 2, 3.
1. 1.
I'm hearing lots of... Okay, I'm going to go 3, 3, 3, 2. Confident 2 down here in the hat. We're going for a 2. All right, what else have we got? Creativity. Out of 5, what do we reckon? 5, Rowan's saying none, but there's a lot of 4s and 5s going on down here, so we're going to go with
Hits
a 5.
Hits and integrity, Rachel. Oh, 5!
5, yeah.
5, that's
yeah, watch
good.
It. Watch it. Watch it. All right, goblin factor. Again, it's very vibes-based. What do we reckon out of 5? 5! There was a 2 from Francis that was so strong up the front here. What else are we reckoning?
Goblins
down there?
Are notoriously strong.
5 from Hamish. Some 5s. We're going to go for 5.
Whoa!
You can have a 5. Let's count these scores up. Scoremaster Stella's going to count these scores up. We're going to crown the Goblin King. Let's have hot chocolate, Caden. Hit that track.
You got a broom?
That is hot chocolate. We're listening to hot chocolate. Everyone's a winner, but not today. There can only be one Goblin King in St. Kevin's Arcade this morning.
Before we announce it, I'd just like to apologise for swearing on the radio.
Thank you very much. All complaints, take them straight to sports team. Scoremaster Stella.
Annabelle, come here.
Annabelle, stop sweeping up. Get in here. We've got to crown someone. First of all, let's check out this beautiful Goblin King crown, everybody. Can we get a little commotion for the crown? Made out of twigs, some paper napkins, masking tape, string, bit of spit. Looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it's been passed down through generations of goblins, that
love
one.
Love it.
Be careful, please.
All right, Scoremaster Stella, what are we working with here?
Annabelle, you are sitting on an 18.
It's a really
Callum,
high score.
You've got a 16.
Annabelle's the Goblin King. Let's hear it for Annabelle.
Congratulations, Annabelle.
Put on the crown, Annabelle. Oh,
how does it feel?
She's beautiful.
Oh, wow. Oh, I don't know what to say. I think I'm going to cry. This is amazing. I think maybe I've peaked. I guess my whole life has been leading up to this. Thank you so much, everyone. Can't believe I got a score out of a 6.
You got a 6 out of 5. Well done, Annabelle. Let's hear one more cheer for the Goblin King.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Pull that music up, Caden.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.